Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This is the conclusion of the book of Bereishit, and we're talking about the parsha of Vayechi. Vayechi Yaakov. Yaakov lives 17 years in the land of Egypt under the benevolent protection of his son Joseph, who is the head of the Egyptian community. And Vayechi Yaakov, really, these are the 17 best years of his life. These are the years that he lived. His family is put back together again.
Except for Rachel.
Except for Rachel, but that can never be undone. But what could have been undone probably is here. He is safe, he is serene, he is surrounded by children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren that care for him. And he so to speak, reaps the rewards for his 120 years of turmoil and enmity and everything else that happened to him. One of the interesting things is that the brothers, from the Chumash at least, from the Torah at least, the brothers never tell Yaakov what happened, and Yaakov apparently never asks them what happened.
Very Yitzchak-like in that sense.
Yeah, that's right. It's just like, the whole story of Yosef, the whole 22 years is like blank. Well, let's leave it blank, though I don't want to find out. However, the rabbis say that that's not exactly true, because when Yosef came and brought his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, to be blessed, so in the Torah we have the famous scene that Yaakov crosses his hands to put his right hand on the head of the younger child, Ephraim, and the left hand on the head of Menashe. And Yosef thinks that his father is, a little out of it. So he comes to correct it, to remove his hands, and maybe he doesn't recognize who's the older and who's the younger one. And Yaakov says unto him, "No, Yodati b'ni Yodati. I know what I'm doing." So that's the simple explanation. My son, I know. But the rabbi said, "Yodati, I know the story about Yosef and the brothers too. Don't think that I don't know what happened there. The fact that I didn't talk about it all the years, etc. But I know." So whether he knows it instinctively, intuitively, or whether he knows it because God's spirit, so to speak, revealed it to him, but he knows what happened there. But he chose not to exacerbate the wound, not to pick the scab. There are many times in life when you know a lot of things, and it's better to keep quiet and not do anything about it. Not everything that we know requires action that requires us to do something. And sometimes the wisest course, especially in families, I have found that in my rabbinic experience, the wisest course many times is to do nothing. Just let it play itself out. And because many times the cure is far worse than the disease. And the action to correct creates more problems than the original problem. So Yaakov I can't say it on my own, but Yaakov is certainly delighted to see that the brothers and Yosef are united, even if they are not bosom buddies. There's got to be a tension between them all their life. Mm-hmm. You don't forget an incident like that. But at least the wholeness of the Jewish people, the unity of the Jewish people, has been pasted together. And at least in the next generation or in the third generation, it will be together. It's interesting. The rabbi saw that was part of the overall plan, so to speak, of the slavery in Egypt, the enslavement in Egypt, because it made the Jewish people whole, because they were all victims. Once we're all in the same boat together, so then a lot of these differences, which even though they are real, but no longer play the role that they once played. It's only when you're at leisure and when you're in good shape that you have really good, you have time to really fight each other. But when you're oppressed from the outside and when you have all of these things that jump in on you, so then, Yaakov realizes that, and Yaakov is willing to let it pass. He's willing to let it be. And I think that that's part of Vayichi Yaakov. Yaakov lived, right? Yaakov is a smart man. One of the great things that we see from our avot and our imahot, our fathers and mothers, is that they were smart people, practical people. They didn't make mistakes if they could help it. And if they made a mistake, they didn't repeat it. And therefore, he realizes, he may even realize the fact that somehow he was contributory to it by his favoritism to Yosef. Mm-hmm. Should never have given him that coat. So he realizes all of that. And therefore, to discuss it, to ask, to assign blame, to have a family meeting. When I was a rabbi in the synagogue, and I was a rabbi for, you know, a quarter of a century in Muncie, and for 8-9 years in Miami Beach, and for a few years in Chicago before then, I always attempted to avoid board meetings, synagogue meetings, membership meetings, because most of the time it's more heat than light. Not much happens.
Not much constructive happens.
Not much constructive happens. And things are said that then people regret for years later. And I think that that's what Yaakov wanted to avoid here. He wanted to avoid having, you know, a synagogue meeting. He wanted to avoid calling everybody together and balancing the books, straightening everything out. He wanted to let it pass. And that wisdom, it did pass. And so then Yaakov's life ends on a serene note, ends on a note where all of the brothers come to bury him, where there's a united front, at least to the outside. And I think that that probably is the greatest blessing by Yaakov, that Yaakov lived. His life was vindicated by that action or by that inaction, which allowed the unity of the Jewish people to exist. We conclude by standing together in the synagogue and saying, Chazak, Chazak, v'nis chazek. We should be strong, and we should be strong, and we should strengthen each other. I think that all of us should participate in that prayer, in that motto, that we should be strong and strengthen each other, and try and help each other, and to accentuate the positive, and to do what's necessary so that we can live in the spirit of our father Yaakov.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on the final parsha of the book of Bereishit. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.